Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I'm on fire, as you can see tonight, and I'm fired up. No doubt about it. We are in the police state here, ladies and gentlemen. What I've been telling you all of these years has now come to pass. When you have these telecommunication giants like AT&T and others allowing the National Security Agency to set up what could be only called a spy room on the premises of AT&T to make routine monitoring and phone calls easier. Now, of course, all of this is done, as George Bush has put it, for reasons of national security. Now, where have I heard that before? Where have I heard national security before? They talk about Nixon. Now, Nixon is a Sunday school teacher in comparison to this administration and to the culmination of powers accumulated by the Council on Foreign Relations in controlling America's policies, domestic and foreign. They are the criminal elite. How do they get away with it? You ever read John T. Flynn's book? While You Slept, ladies and gentlemen. While You Slept. That's how. While you were sleeping, they were stealing. They were stealing. That's right. To put it bluntly, the technology that enables the surveillance state is here. It's here to stay. Are we going to let it take us over? Looks like we're doing it. We're allowing it, aren't we? These buzzards have control in Congress. They are criminals. And some of the criminals are getting a little nervous now. They're beginning to run for cover, aren't they? That's what they're doing, running for cover. And they're saying, hey, I'm going to take my money, I'm going to take my vested pension and run. But they're not going to be able to run that fast and that far, are they? They're not going to be able to run that fast and that far because we are going to make sure that they trip and fall. That they trip and fall. Right on their own rope. Yes. The gallows rope. How is it possible for all of this to happen incrementally? Little by little. If it happened over a very short period of time, people would sit up and take notice. They would react to this. They'd say, hey, man, what's going on here? Government's taking everything, from my paycheck to my phone. But once you're conditioned, little by little, you'll accept it, won't you? Indeed, you will. The police state is here. Living under surveillance is now to be acceptable, isn't it? Well, not for Rick Adams, my friends. Uh-uh. We'll be back with more.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All righty, I'm back here, and I'm having a little technical problem, and that is that I don't have access to my screen to see who are the callers. I have no idea who the callers are, so I'm depending on my producer to pick up and let me know who's online. Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, Chris. Let's take Ernie first in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. Good evening. And I want to say good job on getting the details out. I wanted to bring to your attention, in addition to this House Resolution 1955, that the Committee on Foreign Relations in the United States Senate will vote Wednesday on the Convention on the Law of the Sea, Treaty Document 103-39.
Mm-hmm.
That's this Wednesday. And we need to call our senators and ask that they not vote for this. And I feel strongly that this will pass the Senate Foreign Relations Committee because its membership is comprised of so many CFR members. Are you there, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay. After that, I want to do a brief comparison on the two bills. And it's interesting. You brought up the DREAM Act, and our 12 Republican senators voted for the DREAM Act, and included in that vote was Senator Collins and Senator Coleman, Collins from Maine and Coleman from Minnesota. Those two senators are sponsoring the measure in the Senate. That is Senate Bill. Senate Bill 1959. The sponsor is Senator Collins. Co-sponsor is Senator Coleman, who both voted for the DREAM Act. And if you compare the House version versus the Senate version, they're almost identical in every respect, in every word, in every section, except on the Senate side, it is titled, A Bill to Establish the National Commission on the Prevention of Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism and for Other Purposes. And that's in comparison to the House bill, which is titled, The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to take a whole lot of work here to get these two bills in sync, since they're almost word for word identical, except for the title. But what's so interesting, you mentioned Federal Border Security Agents Ramos and Campion in your earlier presentation, and one of the co-sponsors on the House side, is Congressman Poe. Congressman Poe, along
Texas.
With, he is one of 14 co-sponsors of this measure in the House, and Representative Jane Harman sponsored the bill, which was introduced on April 19th, 2007. And the reason why I bring up that date, Rick, is that the important work that was done in the National Intelligence Committee, or the National Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which preceded the bill purportedly and is the basis for the work when they discussed this in the House. This is dated July 2007 after the bill was introduced by Representative Harman. And in that discussion, let me get to the page here. I want to bring this up because Al-Qaeda has mentioned many, many times. Key judgments. We judge the U.S. Homeland will face a persistent and evolving terrorist threat over the next 3 years. The main threat comes from Islamic terrorist groups themselves, especially Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is and will remain the most serious terrorist threat to the homeland. We assess that Al-Qaeda will continue to enhance its capabilities to attack the homeland. We assess that Al-Qaeda's homeland plotting is likely to continue to focus on permanent political, economic, and infrastructure targets. We assess that Al-Qaeda will continue to acquire and employ chemical, biological, radiological. And then when you keep reading through this, all this discussion about Al-Qaeda, and then you get down to the discussion about, we assess that globalization trends and recent technological advances will continue to enable even small numbers of alienated people to find and connect with one another, justify and intensify their anger, and mobilize resources to attack, all without requiring a centralized terrorist organization, training camp, or leader. Now, when you compare the two bills and you look at the sections, 899A and B, you will see that section 899 of the bill goes over the findings of Congress as it pertains to homegrown terrorism. Particularly alarming is that the bill mentions the Internet as a main source for terrorist propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The bill even mentions streams, an obvious reference to many of the Patriot and pro-Constitution Internet radio networks that have been formed.
Wow. Now, let me see. Who do you think they might be talking about? Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh.
Michael Savage.
Right. Hannity and Combs.
There you go. It's got to be them.
Yes. It also mentions that homegrown terrorists span all ages and races, indicating that the Congress is stating that everyone is a potential terrorist.
That's right. They're under beds, they're in closets, hiding in ceiling tiles, they're everywhere. The invasion.
Right.
The invasion of the country snatchers.
Right. And even worse is that Congress states in their findings that they should look at draconian police states like Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom as models to defeat homegrown terrorists. Literally, these findings of Congress fall right in line with the growing patriot community. However, the biggest joke of all is the section also says that any measure to prevent violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism should not violate the constitutional rights of citizens. Mm-hmm. However, the definition of violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism, as they are defined in Section 899A, are themselves unconstitutional. The Constitution doesn't allow the government to arrest people for thought crimes. So any promises not to violate
The Constitution is a thing of the past, my friend.
Oh, I know, but
that's got to go.
What they have in the bill is these protections so that our civil liberties and our rights are not violated.
Right.
But when you read the language closely, and I'll refer to the Senate bill, because it'll be the same in the House bill, they have an interesting discussion. Let's see if I can find that. This is on... they have an auditing mechanism built into the bill. The Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Officer of the department, they're establishing this department and this Center of Excellence to study all this stuff, shall develop and implement an auditing mechanism to ensure that compliance with this subtitle does not result in a disproportionate impact without a rational basis on any particular race, ethnicity, or religion, and include the results of its audit in its annual report to Congress required under Section 705. So there's a lot of mumbo-jumbo in both these bills, wording almost having the exact same wording, except for the title being different. But This has been referred by the House last week to the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Well, I checked their schedule tonight to see when this is coming up.
Yeah.
I don't see it on the calendar.
No, and you won't.
And I don't think they even will hear this in the committee. I think Mr. Reed may just, the same day they bring out the law to see.
Try to bring it right to the floor for a vote.
Right. With no debate. No discussion, no national media coverage, and this will be passed. You won't see this on Lou Dobbs. You won't see this on Glenn Beck or anywhere. This is all part of the Homeland Security protection.
Well, after all, we can't give away the game plan, right?
Oh, I know.
Because that would alert Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yes, Al-Qaeda.
That's right. I mean, you see how... Now, this is the theater of the absurd. Because everything we're seeing now is exactly what we said would happen. I said it 30 years ago, and everyone laughed. 20 years ago, many people laughed. 10 years ago, some people laughed. Now, only a few are laughing. You know why? Because the gig is up, my friends.
Yes, and the gig is up, and we know also, Rick, from the Bilderberg meeting in late May, early June, Law of the Sea Treaty, they had a celebration by the Bilderberg meetings. It's a done deal. Even though this is a treaty and we can stop it with 34 Senate votes, I do not believe that will happen. I believe they will pass this. And unless we really call and call and call and put the heat on them to say no to the undermining of our national sovereignty, no to the giving the UN International Taxing Authority, no to giving the UN control over pollution, land-based sources, and enforcement provisions and undermining our whole system. We need to stop it now. No to the International Seabed Authority, and no to a very corrupt institution, the United Nations, that has proven itself time and time ago. They're not worthy of the United States and our citizens supporting that institution, and it should be out of the country, and we should be pulling out of the UN as opposed to giving it jurisdiction over us.
Okay, Ernie, very well put. Thank you once again for bringing it all together for me.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate that. And when we come back, we have more callers. I think Gary from Tennessee will be next, and then we have about four or five others on the lines, and the lines are pretty busy. Unbeknownst to me, ladies and gentlemen. So we will communicate directly with the producer and by headphone to get that list as they come. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Adams, I'm going to go right back to the phones. Harold in Tennessee is next. Hello, Harold. Are you there, Harold?
I'm here.
All right. I'm on the air, too.
Oh,
say hello.
Had a big bleep there.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. You're on the air and I'm on the air. What think ye, Harold?
You got a great show tonight, Rick.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to hear people are listening.
Well, if Bush, Cheney, and Condoleezza Rice were the first to get arrested for that, now that would be wonderful.
Well, you know that's not going to happen since they are in control.
Yeah, I know it. But it's a good idea.
But you heard what I said about Judgment Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Judgment Day's a bitch, you know.
I tell you what, I'd hate to be in their shoes when they stand before Jesus.
It's going to be a tough day for many.
A lot of
wailing, a lot of gnashing of teeth.
And crying, a boo-hoo, and a begging, and it won't help.
Mm-hmm.
About all these congressmen, they took a bath in our soldiers' blood.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're... I don't know. Things happen so fast, I can't keep up.
Join the club, Harold.
Yeah, and, with all our soldiers over there, they're going to have to bring in foreign troops to guard us with, us terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and Roswell Air Force Base in New Mexico was loaded with German troops.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine they got a bunch of, ain't no telling what other troops across the border in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting to come across.
Well, you see now, that's part of the excuse they'll have to clamp down. They won't do it now because, of course, they depend on the invasion of the United States as part of the dialectic.
Yeah. And it'll come gradually. Like
you see, you have to be a complete idiot, really, not to see it. And most Americans are either in that category or are totally and completely deflected away from thinking about it.
Well,
they'd rather not think about it.
I think 99% of them don't think about it and don't care.
Well, as long as their daily routine, right, is not interrupted, Harold, and they can continue on their merry way, doing what they do every day, they think this is going to go on forever and ever and ever, and it's not.
Yeah, as long as they can watch Dance with a Star and football and baseball and golf and that junk.
It gets me sick because, I'm not really big on team sports, and I'm more concerned about the sport of hunting down politicians and banksters and criminals and doing to them what should be done. I'm not interested more in who's going to win the World Series and the Red Sox winning it again. That doesn't really and truly fascinate me, not because I'm not totally abhorred by team sports. It's just that the American public has made this their god.
Yep.
They have made this their god. And whatever most people do, I go the other way, Harold.
I wouldn't watch the ball game if you paid me.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I boycott them. I boycott that stuff. I mean, I can't even wend my way through the evening news. It's not even just the lack of news. It's the commercial content that offends me so deeply.
Right.
The pharmaceutical industries control the media.
And the government.
And they're killing us. They're right. Killing us.
I'd rather read my Bible than...
Absolutely. So I'm in a boycott mode, and that's the good thing. Boycott the enemy. Starve them for funds. Help RBN. Help the alternative media grow. And arm the American public with a knowledge of the sword of the Lord. And give them the human means as well as the divine means to fight back for their lives.
Amen.
Amen is right. Thank you very much, Harold.
Rick, have you ever heard of this man called John Peel?
John Peel?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar.
He's a whistleblower on the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the DN show Saturday night. Now, he was telling some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could get a hold of her and get a hold of him and have him on your show some night.
I don't see why not. If it's possible, we'll do it.
Yeah.
I've invited a lot of people and have never heard back from them or have never been able to connect with them, interestingly enough.
Yeah, but that's the first time I've heard them or heard of them. I heard it on her show Saturday night. She's on RBN from out of
mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Let's see if we can manage.
He was telling some stuff about Oklahoma City.
Yep,
and
yep.
What all they was aiming to do there in
right, exactly.
The capital of Arkansas.
Another inside job, my friend.
Yeah. He said the Murrah building was loaded with explosives because he was one of them that knowed about what was going on and kind of helped. So he was real interesting.
John Peel, huh?
John Peel.
All right. We'll see if we can find out more.
Yeah.
I'll put my producers on it.
Okay.
Immediately. Okay. Thank you very much for that call.
Good to you, Rick.
God bless. All right. We'll be back with Gary, Bill, Robert. We've got Haley, Joe. My goodness. We'll be back in 3 minutes, Lord willing. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Tell me when. Give me a little more volume. That's it. Come on. More volume. Not less, more. I'm not hearing anything. All right, I'm not hearing anything. Okay, well, I guess we're back, and we're going to go right back to the phones for sake of time. Bill in Idaho. Hello, you're on the program.
Bless you, as usual. Excellent broadcast, excellent information. Hopefully, Leslie will be able to coordinate with Numbers USA and possibly have you interview Pastor Pike. The gentleman that called before, I believe he's referring to Mr. Peeler. Unless Mr.
John Peeler?
John Peeler, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's FBI and COINTELPRO. Oklahoma City, Missouri, Wisconsin, etc.
He's a whistleblower.
Now, we could have used him then. If we had been able to have this cooperation then, we wouldn't be going through what we're going through now.
Well, what do you think now? Does he sound sincere to you?
COINTELPRO is part of the corporation. Once part of the corporation, always the corporation.
So you're saying he's not sincere?
If he's willing to go ahead and warrant and oath under grand jury amnesty and tell the whole story, then I think it's absolutely wonderful. Any other is a waste of time.
Okay, then that may be part of the plan, huh? To feed us.
I would suggest that
to
strongly.
Feed us. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that going on. We've had people like Mr. Castillo on from the drug enforcement agencies, and some of it just didn't quite add up. You know, these
really
people
well,
that yeah, we had them on last year, and
better late than never. The
well,
Lord is the judge.
You know, I'm a message. Basically, I'm a gatekeeper. And I bring people on, and I don't necessarily agree or disagree with some or all of what they say, but at least we get a chance to pick them a little bit and find out more about them and how they think, what makes them tick, right?
What makes them tick? It's very important that we have that perspective alone, but the evidentiary documentation and the rest of the dots, and we have substantial. He wasn't telling some of us anything that wasn't already documented.
That we haven't already known, exactly.
I would only mention your excellent, excellent information source, as usual, Rick, and we very much appreciate the resource. Hard, hard discussion to follow with the other gentleman, Vern. Can't remember his name. I'm tired. The gentleman that came on and gave the review in regard to this proposed hate crime.
The caller? You mean the caller?
The caller, yes.
Ernie,
he's
right.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We have the best callers right here on this network.
We are blessed.
Absolutely the best in the world. It's here for a reason. Divine intervention, my friend.
Yeah. Well, as you, RBN, and the rest of the true believers, as they call us, I would only ask that you fully document very accurately the individuals that signed on to this hate crimes discussion, because what they are proposing is exactly their discussion of hate crimes. Mm. They're guilty of what they would purport to legislate.
Absolutely. The foxes are in control. As well, I said earlier in the program. Yes, Bill.
Excellent, excellent observations. I'd only point out that, you know, if we would had Mr. Peeler's cooperation when it would have done the most good of preserving the Republic, it would have been absolutely heaven-sent. But any assistance to the Republic at this moment would only cause us to be able to maybe prevail and pull the poor few that are going to be left in how many third world countries that would have been the victims of these Nazis while everybody was sleeping, and that includes the churches. I'd only mention, you mentioned Morris Slees and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes, the Judeo-Nazis, whatever, the Judeo-KGB, I guess.
Judeo-KGB FBI.
Yes,
it
yes.
should be, well, for the new people who are just listening or just beginning to get the picture, this is COINTELPRO at its finest. Mm-hmm. And Steve Forsman did a definition by their own documentation, and I wish you would mention that working book again, that the police and the fire departments are being indoctrinated.
The manual.
The manual, yes.
Yes.
I wish you would take a whole entire week to go through that very, very...
Well, that goes back to 99. D.V. Kidd, if you're on the net, you can access her column really this week, just yesterday or today, on why H.R. 1955 is so dangerous. But she mentions that that was the police and the undercover cops who were actually pushing it as far back as 99. So people can access her column, as a matter of fact, and read the whole story. But I'll repeat that if time permits. Okay, Bill?
Considering that Coeur d'Alene is getting backup right here in beautiful Lake City, and backup is the evil twin of the folks of Blackwater, I'm hoping everybody is paying attention, because the discussion is, a cultist is one who has a strong belief, this is Janet Reno from Mr. Nazi Clinton, a strong belief in the Bible and the second coming of Christ, who has a high level of financial giving to a Christian cause, who homeschools his children, who has accumulated survival foods, and has a strong belief in the Second Amendment, and who distrusts big government.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be very aware of that.
Amen to that, Bill. Thank you.
Bless you.
Appreciate it. Bless
Bye-bye.
You, too. Robert in Utah is coming to us now on the air. Hello, Robert. Joining the conversation with Rick Adams. Hello. Are you there, Robert?
Oh, there we go.
All right, I hear you.
I enjoyed your first...
Yes?
Hello?
You're breaking up.
Yeah, is that any better?
Now it's consistent, yes.
Yeah, your first hour kind of gets us all worked up. And I had a couple of thoughts, and I'll get to them as quickly as I can. I think the picture you painted during the first hour kind of creates a huge elephant that's pretty hard to swallow. I mean, there's so much to this that is just incredible. And I appreciate some of your conclusion that matters that we get our spiritual house in order.
That's right.
Where do I start? Number one, I think it matters to get oneself ready. I think if we take a look at this elephant, take it one bite at a time, it matters that we get our own spiritual house in order, and then our family, and then our neighborhood. I don't think I can go fix Washington, D.C., but I got to start with myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding preparation, in this neck of the woods, there's a gentleman, Jim Phillips. He's probably the world expert on preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned just a couple of things from him, pretty significant. By the way, he has a website. It's called preparemyfamily.com. Again, that's preparemyfamily.com. I've taken a look at some of the things he teaches them. His number one, I think, objective for preparation is water. It just surprises me. Number one is water. Number two is shelter. Number three is sanitation. Number four is food. And interesting is I've listened to him a few times. And his experience, his worldwide experience, how he lists those priorities. And again, preparemyfamily.com. It's a good place to go to take a look at those things.
Mm, yeah, thank you for that.
Another aspect I've seen in this is I think that it cannot be overstated the huge financial trouble that this country is in and the consequences that I think that are forthcoming. But I believe that one lesson I learned is it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness. But sometimes you got to state the condition we're in to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
When you stated who is the enemy, I think to some degree we are our own enemy because we have allowed this thing to come among us. We have allowed this to fester and
grow.
We
have met the enemy and he is us, yes.
Yes. Huge, I think, truth in that statement. But I take a look at George Bush, and I'm thinking, George Bush, he's just an errand boy. You take a look at this man and his lack of intelligence. My word, when he's describing the enemy, he talks about those evil doers. That's something I'm going to hear from someone from second grade, from third grade. My word, those evil doers. And this assertion that, you know, if you're not for us, then you're against us. Oh, my word. Hasn't he forgot? Okay, so they're in the process of destroying the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I think it matters that every one of us know what the Constitution is and know what the Bill of Rights are. And I think I'm getting to the end of my point here. I hate to say this. I really hate to say this. But I think we are too far down the road. I really do. And two more points to make, and this is one of them. I think in order to change this condition, it's all going to have to come crashing down. It's going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place in Scripture it says that they will fall into the pit that they have dug for themselves. And last point here, and there's a website that's called publishinghope.com. I have done a radio show here for years, and some of the people that started coming across my desk and into my door, and I started to learn, I've been watching, and Joel chapter 2 describes this condition, but I'll tell you what, that whether it's near-death experience or whether people being born with this gift, I have seen dozens and dozens and dozens of young people right now who the Lord is now visiting them. You know, you hear people about a near-death experience thing, right?
Yeah.
And they go on the other side and they see heaven and those kinds of things.
Yes, right.
Well, I have seen with my own eyes and interviewed myself dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of young people right now who the Lord comes and visits and teaches and is preparing. And I'm thinking, this isn't happening for their fun. This isn't happening for their excitement. He's up to something here. And I absolutely think it matters that, my word, again, I hate to see this. I really hate to see it, but I believe that financially it's going to have to come crashing down.
Yes, and that's the way it should be, ultimately.
It's going to have to come crashing down.
Right.
Socially,
I mean, even,
it's going to have to come crashing down.
You see, they want it to come crashing down because then they will, out of the chaos, bring order. You say the New World Order? By right, there really isn't much worth saving in the old order to begin with, only we're not going under divine rulership, we're going under satanic rulership. That's the difference, my friend.
Well, last point, and what I have seen, and there's huge movements, and very much it's under the wire from what I have seen, is that there is preparation underway, and it's about those who are actually true followers of Jesus, right? Can we say that? And it's not inside the churches, it's outside of churches, but it's like preparation is underway. Mm-hmm. And there are those who are paying attention, there are those who are listening, and George Washington, right? George Washington had an angel visit him in Valley Forge, and he saw the destiny of this nation. Reagan mentioned this a couple of times when he was president. He saw the last invasion that this country would go through. The Chinamen, Chinese invading from the Pacific Ocean, the Russians invading from the Atlantic Ocean, in the last battle this country would see, the Patriots rally with the standard raised in the Rocky Mountains that the coasts are going to be absolutely invaded. Imagine that. There are train cars already with shackles in place. There are guillotines all across this country, concentration camps across this country. Absolutely, the best thing to do.
Yes, it's called the captivity. Yes,
is to get on one's knees and find out what God wants you to do. I can't do that for you. I can't do it for someone.
Hey,
else.
Robert, you know you're really on the right path, and I'm out of time because I got other callers. But I agree with you, and it's an individual thing at this point. Individuals
absolutely
spared from Babylon. Yes.
Whatever God says to do, that's what you go do.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Let me see if I could just squeeze in Haley. Is it? I believe in North Dakota.
Hi, Rick.
Haley. Hi. Yeah, before the break,
I only have one point to make. You'll have to forgive me. I have a cold.
Oh, that's all right. You're forgiven.
I have a common cold.
You're forgiven for having a cold.
A common cold, yes.
Yes. You better take a lot of homeopathic remedies.
Oh, I am.
You hear enough about them here. Take them.
I do.
Take some oregano. Take some oil of oregano tonight.
Okay, Mother.
Yes. Yes, daughter.
But, you know, Rick, I heard you talking about Lou Dobbs.
Yeah,
and
I mentioned him because DV Kid mentions him in the column.
Yeah,
reference. Yes.
Well, when Ross Perot was running for president, his whole campaign was based upon NAFTA. And if your listeners will research many of his speeches, they'll realize that Ross Perot was warning us against what Lou Dobbs has been talking about since 2006. I listened to Lindsey Williams when he was a guest on your show.
I'll bring him back this week, maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
I ordered his 15-hour tapes, and I put in the one on that had all the commentary from Lou Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there watching one quote after another from Lou Dobbs and the various comments that he made about the NAFTA superhighway, and then I started thinking, which makes me a terrorist, and I thought, why are you getting by with this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the network allowing you to speak about this?
Yeah. Well, he's their steam valve. He's a steam valve.
Yeah. Well, he's an educator. He's not warning us. He's telling us.
Right.
This is what's going to happen because if the media would have done their job, they would have told us about the NAFTA superhighway when Ross Perot was trying to tell us about it in 1990.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't.
I knew about it then.
We wouldn't look to the media for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was warning people about it. Of course, they called me cuckoo, but I was warning them about it. And because many of them just, I don't know, it went over their head, but it didn't go over my head. And so here we are listening to Lou Dobbs. And even though I have ordered many of his books, Dr. Jerome Corsi, I have to ask, why all of a sudden did he write a book on it?
Yep.
After how many years? 17 years.
I know,
years.
You can go on endlessly, but, you know, you got the right point. And the thing is, you're on the right track. And amen to that, my friend. Thank you for the call, Haley. We have to move along. We'll be back with a final wrap-up in just 3 minutes.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you homegrown fellow extremists. That was the International Association of Undercover Officers and their conference in 1999. Let me say a quick hello to Gary. Hello, Gary. You're on the program.
How you doing, Rick?
Okay, quickly, Gary. I don't have too much time.
I heard you call my name. I didn't call in.
I thought it was you on the list here, and I was mistaken. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
but it's...
before you do your preparedness thing,
yeah.
I think I have your web address. I would like to send you a copy of my Graybeard thing. I'm just now putting the finishing touches on the spiritual part of it. And
yes.
I think you'll be quite pleased with it. It's getting up to about
70
pages.
I know I will.
Then you brought up AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
They merged with Bell South. As soon as that happened, I started having trouble. They whacked my address book for Graybeard from 300 to 150 and checked it the other day. It was down to 57.
Oh, boy.
And then the Ralph Winter Road Group, U.S. Constitution type, group that he has, all of their emails, if they reference anything about the government or IRS or U.S. codes or anything like that, are tagged with the yellow triangle.
Yes.
And with the warning that the addresses or the sites might be fraudulent, et cetera, et cetera. So AT&T's done a number on...
Well, that's people. Why they're working with the government. Hey,
well,
I got to move right now. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Not much time, so I'm going to have to truncate it tonight, Gary. But let's take Joe Church as a final call. Not much time. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Rick. How are you? Right
good.
Into the scriptures, Rick.
Right into the scriptures. That's what I wanted to hear.
Daniel chapter 6, verse 7. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal decree and to make a firm decree that whomsoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. I'm going to go down to verse 10.
Yep.
Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and the wind is being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Daniel could be considered a terrorist by these men that set this law up.
He was the terrorist of the times.
Yes.
The king said, "You're a terrorist, Daniel. Get in that den. We want to put you away." But what happened?
What happened was Daniel was put in the lion's den at the king's chagrin. But I'm making a long story short. When he came out of that lion's den, he said this unto the king, verse 21, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them and their children and their wives, and the lions had mastery of them.
Oh.
Break all their bones in pieces.
Wasn't that wonderful?
And they came to the bottom of the den.
Well, they better beware. It's going to happen all over again, Brother Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
Amen. Thank you for that way to end the program. God bless. That is a wonderful, wonderful commentary on their future. My friends, the New World Order will be destroyed, but not before they invoke their wrath, and then his wrath will come upon them. And that den of lions and the pit awaits them. Tomorrow night, back again, Lord willing, indeed, at 9 o'clock Central. Stay with us.